Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is April 26, 2026. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for May 2026. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As the month of May begins, one of the planets has already changed signs. Mercury, which in April was conjunct the triple malefic combination of Mars, Saturn, and Neptune, has moved forward in the zodiac and is now transiting in Aries. Since Aries is an active fire sign, this location for Mercury promotes fast thinking and impulsive decisions. Fire signs are creative and innovative. Mercury in Aries is good for coming up with new ideas, new ways of doing things. But haste in expressing or impulsiveness implementing the new idea immediately can lead to unpredictable outcomes. So it's a mixture of good and bad. In any case, this planetary formation won't be lasting very long. At mid-month, Mercury moves on in the zodiac, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. This is quite a change. Whereas Aries is a fast-moving fire sign, Taurus is slow-moving, deliberate, a practical earth sign. This is a better placement for Mercury, more adapted to Mercury's desire to consider the options before making a decision. But the innovation of Mercury in Aries is replaced with a more conventional approach promoted by Taurus. The first week and a half of May doesn't see any notable changes in the zodiac, and then on May 11th, Mars leaves Pisces and enters sidereal Aries. This is significant because a planet in its own sign gains a lot of power. And here we are talking about Mars, the planet that rules Aries, the planet of action and force. Mars is the planet of energy. Mars makes things happen. Like its sign Aries, Mars wants fast results. Aries seeks challenges. Mars wants victory. The need for action on opening the Hormuz Strait will be getting to a fever pitch by mid-May as countries around the world actually do run out of diesel, gasoline, jet fuel, fertilizer, and so forth. Mars in Aries is especially good at dealing with emergencies, but it also can create the emergency in the first place. Mars in Aries is quite creative and proactive. Note that this will be the time that Trump will be going to China to visit President Xi. Both Trump and Xi will be desperate for a win. In other words, some sort of resolution to the Strait of Hormuz problem. Just a few days after Mars changes signs, Venus changes signs, leaving Taurus and entering sidereal Gemini on May 13th. This becomes significant because now we get the two main benefic planets of Vedic astrology, Venus and Jupiter, in the same sector of the zodiac. Venus is the planet of negotiations and peace. Venus is the planet of relationship. Gemini is the sign that can see things from two points of view simultaneously. In other words, Gemini is the sign of diplomacy. So, we have Venus, planet of negotiations, with Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and conciliation, in the sign of diplomacy. This combination begins just before Trump travels to China for his powwow with President Xi. Note that in the USA birth chart, Gemini is the seventh house sign, the house of one-on-one relationships, and that includes the direct opponent, another type of one-on-one relationship. So this looks actually hopeful for resolving the conflict between the United States and Iran. But the Mars and Aries transit will also be happening, and Mars and Aries is impatient. Trump seems to think that closing a diplomatic deal can happen overnight with a bunch of bluster and arm-twisting, forcing the other side to accept your terms. In reality, international diplomacy doesn't work that way. It takes weeks, if not months, with each side having to give up something. Less than 24 hours after Venus changes signs, Mercury changes signs, leaving Aries and entering Taurus on May 14th. Now, this is significant because Mercury will become conjunct Uranus. The exact conjunction is on May 17th. Interestingly, the day before Mercury is conjunct Uranus, May 16th, there will be a new moon only a few degrees away from Mercury-Uranus. And this is a strong indication of a significant decision or some surprising piece of information or a report that will mark a new beginning, a new phase in the global events pattern. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for May 2026. And here's a description of what's coming up in May's weekly videos. May 3rd, Mars transiting in Aries, and an analysis for each rising sign chart. May 10th, Venus in Gemini with Jupiter, the effects for each rising sign chart. May 17th, an update on planets transiting in Trump's astrology chart. And May 24th, planetary patterns manifesting in world events. Finally, May 31st, a preview of planetary patterns for June 2026. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to May's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link for the donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comments section below. Thank you, and until next week.